Good morning and welcome to Dr. Ing Sunday. Oh, beg your pardon, 10 at 10. If you haven't already, I invite you to close your eyes and bring your attention to the breath. The gentle inhalation, exhalation, ebbing and the flow. The contraction, the expansion. You can go for days, weeks without food or water, but only for moments without the breath. Just the chi, the prana, the life force that energizes us. Always, I like to remind you of the words of Job, who said, "It is the Spirit of God that has made me. It is the breath of the Almighty that gives me life." So let us be intentional as we take three deep breaths, that we are breathing in the life of God itself. Inhale, lower the diaphragm, extend the stomach. And breathe in the life-giving breath of God. Hold. Before we take our second deep breath in, bring your attention down into your heart, into the cave of the soul. Inhale. Hold. Before we take our third and final deep breath in, let us be intentional for the next 9 or so minutes that we are consciously choosing to connect with the source of all that is, the ground of being, God in us, as us. Inhale. Hold. Gently, slowly release. This morning I'm continuing with Psalm 119 from Psalms for Praying, an Invitation for Wholeness by Nancy Merrill. I offer myself into your hands, that I may live fully into your life. Open my heart's eyes, that I may see the wondrous blessings of creation. I'm a sojourner on earth, yet I know myself as a spiritual being. My soul is consumed with an intense longing to be blessed and sustained by you. O Divine Lover, may I not be a bearer of disharmony, one who is arrogant and greedy. Teach me to stand firm when faced with injustice and oppression, to be fervent in my stance for truth. Even though fears rise up, may my eyes remain focused on you, for in love consciousness do I delight. O my counselor and my friend, with my heart's ear, I hear the injunction to pray for my enemies, even those who persecute me. How can I, weak and fear-filled, heed this difficult teaching? Help me to understand the way of your precepts and the strength to follow through. My soul is willing, O merciful one, yet the body would flee. Who is the enemy from whom I run, but the ego fears hidden in the shadows within? Strengthen me according to your life. Lead me gently into the light, for I have chosen the way of faithfulness. With trust in you, I will face my own darkness. I will not run from the illusions which beset me, so that each one may be transformed in and through your love. Help me to know, O teacher, the path to follow. Lead the way, and I will come. In your love is the power to calm the storms of adversity. Show me the power of your forgiving love. Oh, that I might learn to bless others selflessly, to be a silent benediction. Incline my heart to love consciousness and not to gain. Turn my eyes from the world's temptation and let me be birthed into a new life. Divine Beloved, Grounder of Being, Source of All That Is, Mother, Father, God, as we consciously come into this personal communion and connection with you at this time, we surrender and let go all that has been overwhelming us, all that has been sitting on us, all that we have been anxious about, all our worries, our fears and concerns. And take the teachings of our beloved Wesho, who said that we were to lay our burdens down, to cast them upon you, for you care for us. So we cast our burdens of whatever they may be on you now. And you are the intelligence, the life force, the presence, the power that is everywhere present at every point in space and time. That you know what to do and how to do it. And so in this awareness, in this belief, in this trust, in this knowing of the truth, this truth that has set us and will set us free, we rest our concerns. There are so many, both personally and collectively. And you know the hearts and minds of each and every one of us. You know the needs of each and every one of us. So in this moment, we're holding in our hearts all that is going on individually for ourselves, our families and our friends, and ask a blessing upon them. Whatever the situation, whatever the need is, even if words cannot be articulated, you know the hearts and minds of each and every one of us. We bring that of our community, our neighbors, people we do not know but are around us, and we extend it out to our nation, our country. Again, for all the individual wants, the needs of the people, too many for us to even name, we bring before you now. And we extend it out to the rest of our world, for all the countries that are experiencing the COVID virus, along with other crises and situations, for the poor, those without food or shelter or homes or even their country to call their own. Those who are dealing with natural disasters, those who are dealing with things that we cannot even think or conceive of. For all their needs, we surrender to you at this time. As the psalmist said, strengthen us so that we may stand firm and stand fast to do our bit to alleviate injustice and greed and the judgment that one life is superior to another, or one race is superior to another, or one religion is superior to another. We are all created equal in your sight. You love us all unconditionally and unceasingly. Let us remember this, that our true nature, our true identity, our true essence is that of spirit, is that of your eternal and unending presence. Divine beloved, ground of being, source of all that is. For anything and everything I may have failed to have asked this morning, I know you have already said, before you call, I will have answered. While you yet speak, I have heard. So for all the prayers unsaid, unspoken, I know that you are already doing the blessed, precious work. For your infinite grace, your endless blessings, your eternal mercies, we are ever grateful. And so it is. And so it is. And so it is. Take a deep breath in as I unmute the phones for our prayer of intention. I apologize, seems unable to unmute this morning. So if you affirm where you are, I am the light of God within and without, radiating brightly. I am the love of God within and without, expressing unconditionally. I am the power of God within and without, manifesting exuberantly. I am the presence of God within and without, eternal and unceasingly. Beloved, take a deep breath in. I wish you a very happy Thursday, Friday, Saturday, until we meet again for Dr. Ng's Sunday Soul Connection on Sunday. Peace and blessings.